Welcome to Grasping the Word 2024. Our theme for the year of 2024 is Remember. Our verse for the week of March 17th is Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Immediately following the baptism of those who had gladly received the word in Acts 2, the writer states, they continued steadfastly. The people had heard Peter tell them what they must do and received that word, no doubt repenting, being baptized in water in Jesus' name for the remission of sin, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Those 3,000 souls were added to the 120 who were initially filled with the Holy Ghost on that day. But the information that is given in verse 42 is not only noteworthy, but vital to us. Because salvation is not just a once in a lifetime event or experience, but must become a way of living. It consists of much more than being baptized in water and in speaking in another tongue when filled with the Spirit. Although I believe those are vital to being saved, yet they are not all there is to being saved. In Hebrews chapter 6, the writer of the epistle issued the instructions to leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and go on unto perfection or completion. The principles that he names as foundational are repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, the laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. He proceeds to write of those who were once enlightened and had tasted of the heavenly gift and were partakers of the Holy Ghost. They've tasted the good word of God, he said, and of the world to come, but they are fallen away. Verse 9 states, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. The writer was warning the Hebrews that there is more to salvation than those initial, basic, and foundational things. There are things which accompany salvation. If you or I fail to go beyond what we have learned and experienced initially, and take a hold of those things which accompany or come along or follow along with our salvation, we will likely be among those who fall. In Peter's second epistle, those who obtained like precious faith are admonished to give all diligence and add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Then Peter writes this. Of course, this was the speaker at Pentecost. Peter, the same one who said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. But going beyond this, he said, add these things. Then he said, for if these things that he had just mentioned here in his epistle be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Peter completes this letter with instructions to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At Pentecost, in Acts 2, these new believers continued steadfastly. They were faithful. They did not fall. They became incorporated into the church, grounded in the teachings of the apostles, in the fellowship with the body of Christ, participating in worship, even such as communion, and in the activity of prayer with the believers. I'm going to tell you today that we will not succeed without a connection to the body of Christ, the church. When you are born again, you enter the kingdom. But to live and continue in the kingdom, you must walk in newness of life. And you will not do that all on your own. You may say, well, I have the Holy Ghost. I spoke in tongues. And I thank God that you do. But you need the ministry that God gave for the perfection of the saints, according to Ephesians 4. You need to hear the preaching of the word that God chose to use to save them that believe. You need encouragement. You need prayer. You need instruction in righteousness and to develop godly habits that will help you grow. Also, part of our advancement is not only being ministered to, but also ministering unto others that are in the church and even reaching out to the lost. We're told to pray one for another, to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, to exhort one another every day, to labor together, to comfort and edify one another. Romans chapter 12 and 5 says, so we being many are one body in Jesus Christ, and everyone members one of another. Being saved is more than Acts 2:38. It's also Acts 2:42, continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 39 states, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. May God grant this to us.